It is time for the Rowdies Rundown and World Soccer Report with Buster DeLay as we go over all of what's happening in the world of soccer. And here is your host, Buster DeLay.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the World Soccer Report. As you know, my name is Buster DeLay, and I'm here to take you through all that's happening in the lovely world of soccer. So let's dive right into the news, beginning with the USL Academy and the USL Championship. In the USL Academy, the Tampa Bay Rowdies Academy got a convincing 4-0 win against the Villagers FC. To open the scoring in the 30th minute, Asher Jones produced a brilliant skill to flick over the defender's tackle and then finish into the far corner past a goalkeeper who had been playing very well. Jonathan Nicasio grabbed a brace within 10 minutes, after first finishing calmly after Jones' great run, and then second finishing superbly. About 15 minutes before the end of the game, the Tampa Bay Rowdies got a fourth, meaning that they have yet again produced a wonderful show in the academy, and I'm really happy that these academy players are able to do so well in a league like this, stepping it up from MLS's next and beginning to really take their careers into their hands and get going. I love it. Going back to the first team, the Rowdies yet again put on a great road show, going unbeaten in their two games away from Tampa, Florida. Over the two games, there were many players that stood out, but two that I really think did well are Aaron Guillen and midfielder Lewis Hilton. The first game was against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds, and it ended in a 0-0 draw. That's always what you don't want when you're watching a soccer game, unless sometimes you do get very exciting 0-0 draws. Don't get me wrong. However, most of them are not as exciting as the multiple goal convincing wins. Statistically, Tampa were actually outplayed by Pittsburgh, but Tampa had more shots, 8-5. We had three more shots, but were not able to capitalize on the opportunities. Pittsburgh did hit the bar at one point, but that was really about all the game had to offer in terms of highlights. My 1-0 prediction was wrong, but as always, I will go again. I am planning to attend the next game as of the time of recording, so make sure you stay tuned in next week on the World Soccer Report for possible interviews and other exclusive content. I predict for the next game against the Charlotte Independents, we'll get a comfortable 2-0 win. Second of all, the Tampa Bay Rowdies played Loudoun United and did get the win 2-0. Hilton scored his first goal for the team off of a very, very, very good low free kick. Then, in another free kick situation, it was Hilton yet again who delivered into the box and gave Lasso the chance to use his height and power to guide the ball into the top right corner of the net and do a very silly dance. Hilton got a 9.0 rating and won man of the match. Evan Lauro also played superbly and he drew a penalty, but made up for it because he saved it. He also produced a 6-save shutout to keep the Rowdies on top of the league. Speaking of Loudoun United, the team that the Rowdies just played, I would like to welcome WTHU 1450 AM in Thurmont, Maryland, to the World Soccer Report family. Along with all of the segments and news you have all come to know and love, the show will now introduce special reports of two new teams, Loudoun United in the USL Championship and DC United in the MLS. After the Rowdies rundown, I think it's time to get loud with Loudoun. Loudoun United, who compete alongside the Rowdies in the USL Championship, play their soccer at Segra Field in Leesburg, Virginia. Having only debuted in 2019, their team is very strong. Plus, since they're owned by MLS club DC United, they have the ability to get some players with real quality. Forge Giovanni Bolivar and Darluis Paz, both from Venezuela, always pose a real threat when going forward. Creative, athletic, agile, and playmaker Theodore Cudipietro has also been a standout threat when in the opposition half. Their defense consists of multiple strong options, including Timmy Mill, Robbie Dambrot, and Jacob Green. And one can never, ever forget about their incredible shot stopper, Jay Forda. The English goalkeeper has made some impressive saves and shutouts this season, making him easily one of the best goalkeepers in the league, in my opinion. When I had the privilege of watching him play against Tampa, he made 8 saves. Now, even though they do sit in 8th place in the league, their play suggests otherwise. Any loss is not by much, often no more than 1 goal. Not to mention, their play is quite exquisite. The United in their name really stands out in the way they have the ability to carve really any team open. Welcome to the show, Loudoun. When talking about DC United, who play in a league higher than the Rowdies and Loudoun United, which is the MLS, standing for Major League Soccer, they have been doing pretty well this season against some really top teams. They currently sit in 7th with 27 points and a very interesting goal difference of 1. So far this season, they have won 8 games, drew 3, and lost 10. The team consists of some of the league's finest talents, one such being Julian Gressel, the German creator who has a great crossing ability. I have seen him play back when he played for Atlanta United. His crossing is unmatched. Not to mention he can also dribble very well. And scores. Paul Areola, who is absolutely key and influential to the USA national team in the Gold Cup and the Nations League, also plays for DC United. Nigel Roberta and Ola Kamara have been scoring quite a few goals this season. They have 14 between the two of them. In the most recent game, however, they did lose 2-1 to Atlanta United. Jordi Reyna scored for DC with a very clever free kick catching Brad Guzan off his line. Atlanta United, however, won with goals through Joseph Martinez and Marcelino Moreno. Since this is really the first time I have touched up on the MLS heavily, let's talk about some scores around the league. There has been about a week break, but the last match day, which was August 21st, produced some crazy games. The Seattle Sounders came back from 1-0 down to win 2-1 with goals in the 88th and 89th minute, with Will Bruin scoring the decisive goal. Minnesota United drew 0-0 with Sporting Kansas City. Inter Miami beat Toronto FC 3-1. New England Revolution beat FC Cincinnati 4-1. And, on a side note, the New England Revolution's Tejan Buchanan is moving on to Club Bruges, and it's great to see young players from the MLS moving to various clubs outside of America. So I think that's a really good sign, and Club Bruges have got a great player in Buchanan. Orlando City FC beat Chicago Fire 1-0. Philadelphia Union tied the Montreal Impact 1-1, as did Houston with FC Dallas, except the tie was 2-2. Austin, the new MLS expansion team, have defeated Portland Timbers 3-1, Colorado Rapids beating Real Salt Lake 2-1, and the Whitecaps have defeated LAFC 2-1. The reason that week-long break was, actually, very exciting news, the MLS All-Star vs. Liga MX All-Star game. This long-awaited clash between these two rivaling leagues and their nominated best players ended in the MLS taking the W. The Liga MX All-Stars did score first, but that was followed by a leveling goal scored by LAFC's center back Jesus Murillo via a header. After the 90 minutes, we went straight to penalties. Matt Turner produced some crazy heroics to keep out 2 penalty shots by the Liga MX All-Stars. Young sensation Rodrigo Pepe slammed his winning penalty into the back of the net, beating Nahal Guzman on power. Matt Turner was named the game's MVP, and the MLS fans could go home happy. This episode's big focus so far has been around the American League, so let's pick out some special moments that happened around the world. Bayern Munich beat Bremer SV 12-0 in the TFB Pokal Round 1. No, you do not need to get your ears checked. I did say 12-0. Erik-Maxim Choupo-Moting scored 4 and bagged 3 assists, giving him man of the match honors with a 9.9 rating. Young Jamal Musiala scored twice. Gianluca Varms scored an own goal. Malik Tillman, the young USA and German prodigy, one parent from Germany, one parent from the United States of America, scored his first goal for the first team. Leroy Sané scored, Mikel Cuisance scored, Bouna Sarr scored his first Bayern goal, and finally, Quarantine Tolisso scored to make it 12. I cannot believe that. That is one of the craziest scorelines I have seen, not just this season, but ever. Arsenal, who have been seriously struggling for form, put 6 goals past West Brom in the EFL Cup, with Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang scoring a convincing hat-trick and getting 1 assist with an acrobatic overhead kick to Nicolas Pepe. Bukayo Saka and Alexander Lacazette also scored, along with that Pepe goal after Aubameyang's assist, to give the Gunners the win. Southampton absolutely blew away Newport by 8-0, also in the EFL Cup. Mohamed Elianoussi scored 3 and grabbed 2 assists. Armando Brojas scored twice. Nathan Redmond scored and got an assist, just as Kyle Walker-Peters did. James Ward-Prowse got 2 assists, and Nathan Tella also added his young and up-and-coming name to the score sheet. We'll see him a lot more. Now, in the upcoming weeks, there will be more talk on the Premier League, of course on the MLS, the USL, like I like to focus on, the Academy of the USL, and leagues not just in Europe, but in other continents. There's just not a ton going on because some leagues are still just getting started up, still doing preseason activities, or doing things like cups before the league entirely starts, but there will be much more to cover. What a week of soccer it has been, though, for the games that have been played. For next week's show, be sure to check my Instagram because I post many, many opportunities to get involved with my show. I ask for questions, opinions, etc., so make sure to follow and share at World Soccer Report on Instagram. That's at symbol World Soccer Report, all one word. Thank you for listening, and as always, thank you to Radio St. Pete for being my home base here on the show. This has been the World Soccer Report, and I'll see you at the games.